5633.
Throwing everything but the kitchen sink at this oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. We'll give you the latest scoop on how they're trying to seal it. It's really not a laughing matter because I'm scared to death for all the people who make their livelihood in these waters and in the future waterways of where the oil is going to head if they don't do something about it. They being BP and everybody else who's trying to help out. Hey, coming up here, we're going to lighten the load, too, on America Tonight. Did you happen to catch Betty White, almost 90 years old? She hosted Saturday Night Live. I love this story. The reason I like the story is because the reason she hosted Saturday Night Live is through a Facebook campaign, not her own, but everybody on Facebook was trying to get her on SNL. Can you imagine? I mean, we're talking about a lot of the younger crew. We're not talking about people who were 88 and 90 that have a Facebook account. And the reason why, it shows you the power of advertising at the right venue. She was in a very clever Snickers ad that aired during the Super Bowl, and people loved it. So they jumped on the bandwagon. Someone created the campaign. Next thing you know, she says yes. And they get her on Saturday Night Live. What's going on in the UK? We told you about Gordon Brown. He's basically done, and he's actually offering to step aside pretty quickly. What does all of that mean? What we care about is if David Cameron's coming in, which he is, whatever he has to do and whatever the relationship is and the concessions he has to make, fine. We only care about the relationship that we've got with who's ever in power there, to be honest, right? And we want it to be smooth sailing because England is traditionally now, and certainly in the last couple of decades, are one of our best allies. And then who is this woman, Elena Kagan, the Solicitor General, who now is nominated to be the next Supreme Court Justice? Does she pass muster? We'll let you know. And talk about it. Really, there's only one thing I think they can get her on, and everybody knows what it is. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Every nook and cranny, every nook and cranny, we're trying to uncover it from the left to the right and all those gray areas in between. What you need to know is you can call whenever you want to throw in your 2 cents. I don't care who you are. Just make it worth while, right? 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Also coming up in the next couple of hours here with Iron Man 2 out. I haven't seen it yet, but already $133 million at the box office, so people like the first one. There's no doubt about it. You'd have to say that Robert Downey Jr. is that reluctant hero. And I started to think about this. Who are the all-time best reluctant heroes? And I can think of a couple of them off the top of my head. I'll give you one. From Death Wish, Charles Bronson, remember? He was a reluctant hero only because his wife was murdered and then his daughter murdered too. Did he go ballistic and did he become the guy who was out for vengeance and was going to do away with the evil? There's another one, too. I'll throw this at the top. Unbreakable, one of my favorite movies. I didn't want to go see it. Somebody told me about it and said, you got to go see it. Hey, you're from Philly. There's a lot of Philly scenes in it. They filmed it in Philadelphia, which who cares? But it was a good movie. Bruce Willis was in this movie. And if you haven't seen it, rent it. It's an interesting movie. He is definitely the reluctant hero. Al is a hero to some when he calls in and at least when his jokes are funny, anyway. So let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
I'm not even a hero in my own house. But anyways, Kate, why is it that everybody President Obama appoints to the Supreme Court looks and sounds like Rosie O'Donnell? The lady that he appointed today, she's from Brooklyn, right?
She is, but they know each other from Chicago. She's part of the, I call it the Chicago mob, yes.
But she has a Brooklyn accent.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And Sonia Sotomayor is from Brooklyn, too, isn't she?
Yes.
And Rosie O'Donnell is from Brooklyn, isn't she?
Yeah, are you saying they all know each other?
Yeah, they all look and sound like Rosie Knoll. And also, you do not have to be a lawyer to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Somebody told me that I haven't read the U.S. Constitution for a couple months, but I don't think you even have to. You don't have to be a judge to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Obviously, right?
You don't. But the thing is, most of the people late, we haven't had somebody who hasn't been a judge in the last 40 years. Even Sonia Sotomayor was a judge.
Yeah, somebody told me you don't even have to be a lawyer to be on the Supreme Court. All you have to be is a very, very smart man with no criminal record, you know, a well-respected man in the community and be very intelligent because, you know, the reason that lawyers make so much money is that they overcomplicate the law. And the reason they overcomplicate the law is to justify their $500 an hour or whatever they charge.
You know, funny you say that $500 an hour. I know a lawyer that charges $800, so okay.
I honestly think people should be elected. The Supreme Court should be elected in Canada and the United States. But that's not. And also, have you noticed how PBS and NPR, like we've got? If you think PBS, I don't know what you think of PBS and NPR, but we've got something even worse up here in Canada. It's called the CBC. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, I know the CBC. Yeah.
Well, do you know people that work on there?
I don't personally know any people, but I know it.
They are milking this thing in the Gulf of Mexico as if it's the end of civilization. You know, we're never going to recover. We're destroying the and all the while they're using all kinds of equipment that is made from oil. Everything that the CBC uses is made from plastic or metal, and all the plastic is made from oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they use plastic, they use metal, and metal is made indirectly from oil. You have to burn oil to make metal. They use trillions of dollars worth of state-of-the-art electronic equipment, microphones and computers and everything. And it's so phony, it makes me sick. You know, a few million years ago, when the Earth was struck by hemorrhoids or asteroids or meteors, whatever, was it a meteor or an asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs? It was a meteor. Yeah, okay,
meteor,
an asteroid, a meteor, whatever the hell it was. The Earth recovered from that huge meteor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the Earth can recover from a bloody meteor, how is a little bit of oil, dead dinosaurs, oil is dead, if the thing that killed the dinosaurs didn't hurt the Earth permanently, didn't destroy the Earth, how can the dead dinosaurs that was destroyed, the meteor destroyed the dinosaurs, so how can what was destroyed by the meteor destroy Earth when the meteor didn't even destroy Earth?
Yeah, well, I didn't say that. So
I'm arguing with PBS and NPR and all the rest
right.
of it.
Right.
MSNBC and...
Well,
and
but listen, but you know why that is. Because what it's oil versus anti-oil versus no drilling and lifting the offshore bans.
It's an attack on free enterprise.
Right.
What CBC and NPR, PBS and NPR, they don't like free enterprise. And also, could I make a quick comment about the Phoenix Cardinals?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you see Muhammad Ali at the last game when Phoenix was defeated by Detroit? I think it was Detroit that wiped out Phoenix, right?
Right, right, right.
Does Muhammad Ali live in Phoenix?
Not that I know of. I don't know. I thought he lived in L.A., but he was probably at the game. I could be wrong. All right, he's still talking, Al, but we got to let you go, dude. The music means we are out of time. By the way, NPR and PBS, man, I don't always agree with some of the stuff that's on there. You're right when you're talking about certain news shows. But there are some that I do like, including they've got Lydia Bastanovich, who's an Italian cook, and she has a wildly popular show on PBS that I think is awesome. Stay with us.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
So what's going on in the world of sports? We're going to fill you in, right? Like the Magic finishing off the Hawks. It was a piece of cake. They swept them 98-84. What an incredible performance once again by Vince Carter. And that's it for Atlanta. C'est la vie. And will the Magic be able to step out of the light and go a little bit further? And the answer is no. We'll talk about it during sports shorts. The fans there are so loyal. Man, they love this team, I'm telling you. And every year they ultimately are disappointed. So, yeah, the Magic did become the third team in the past 6 years to sweep its first two best-of-seven series, though. You know, the other teams that did it, it's a great trivia question for sports fans. Miami, 2005. Come on, guys, are you thinking? Cleveland, last time around, 2009. Anyway, we'll talk about some of the other things that are happening in the world of sports, including the death of a young pro golfer, a female golfer that had a lot of potential and stunning. You know, it's like we say, you just never know what's going to happen. It always sounds so crazy when people say that. When you're young, you're just not thinking that something's going to happen. And we'll tell you about it anyway when we get to that segment. In the meantime, speaking of death, the concern is over the oil spill. You know, Al brought it up. And here's the thing. I still say we have to do offshore drilling. Absolutely. I'm 100% behind that. I think BP screwed up big time with what happened in the Gulf. And I think it's terrible that people are going to lose their livelihoods, and they better be paid back for them. BP, who's made a gazillion dollars, should have to do that to the tune of whatever they have to pay. Legislation has to be changed to make that happen, not for the cleanup, but for, okay, XYZ shrimper, fishermen, whoever, they lost their livelihoods, and they can prove that this is what they do for a living. They absolutely should be taken care of, but that, like I said, that legislation has to be changed. So at this point, what's going on, you say to yourself? What's happening, Kate? Well, 4 million gallons, and it continues to go on and on. When you're talking about Louisiana and you talk about the wetlands and how disastrous this could be at the Gulf of Mexico, and it's looking that way. I mean, hey, they're throwing it all up out there. They're trying to figure out whatever they can. Not they just being BP, but everybody and anyone who's an engineer and has some knowledge of what's possibly going on. The big problem is the same thing we keep talking about, but I'll say it once again in case you haven't heard it. It's that ruptured well a mile under the water. You had a remote submarine that basically shot chemicals into the leak to dilute the flow. And the reason they did that, which shows they expect this to keep erupting into the Gulf for weeks or months. I heard for sure we're really looking at 3 months. It wasn't out of the question to say 3 months. Remember, this happened April 20th. Do you believe it's been that long? April 20th. If it continues, it's going to surpass the Valdez, which I think it will. And the Valdez is a tanker, so different than what's happened with this spill. If we get to Father's Day, it's going to be the worst spill we've ever seen. And the thing is, at this point, all bets are off. Forget all the other stuff. Just contain it. Do whatever you have to do. Figure out a way. They're dropping sandbags on areas of this breach, and they're piling on dirt. They're trying to create a dam. That's what I thought. The other day I was thinking, wow, I wonder if they could do that. And then I thought, well, it's probably too vast, but they're doing that. They're trying to figure out a way to keep the oil from hitting the marshes, and they're plopping those sandbags, like I said, in place. So there are a couple of different angles at work here. So far, none of the methods that they've tried to use have been able to do it. There's no miracle at this point because it's so deep, and that's part of the biggest problem that they're having. It's round the clock is what's happening. If at any time, if you call as a journalist, if you call their BP crisis center, you always are going to get somebody because there's always somebody there and they're always doing something. What you're seeing now is the balls of tar that have washed up west of the Mississippi River and then close to Alabama, 3 miles off in the Alabama mainland at the mouth of Mobile Bay. So at this point, this rig that was being leased by BP, what was believed to have happened, that the reason the rig went up the way it did, the explosion, by the way, it was triggered by this bubble of methane gas that came up from the well and shot up the drill column, and it expanded so quickly it went through a couple of seals and barriers, then it exploded. And that's what it looks to be at this point. There, the exact cause hasn't been said. It's believed to be what I just said happened with the methane gas. Boy, this is the common denominator. Same thing with the well with the methane gas. Crazy, huh? But sad for the people like I mentioned, who make their livelihood this way. That's the deal. That's the gist of this sucker. And it hits those beaches, they're not going to be the same. In fact, let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Last time we talked to Jeremy, he was telling us all about that. And it's just you're still going to see it somewhere there deeper below in the sand for sure. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, ma'am. Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you on a date tonight.
That's okay. What's going on in your world? What's shaking up there in Alaska? Hey, let me ask you this question. This might be This might be a stupid question, but
stupid questions could ever be asked by a lady as honorable as you.
Oh, thank you. That's fabulous. In Alaska right now, how much daylight are you getting?
Well, a whole lot. I mean, the sun goes down at like 10:30, and it comes right back up at 2:30.
Woo!
I'm a night owl, so...
So it doesn't matter.
You know, I'm usually up for most of them.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell you the truth, Kate, it's become so busy down here at the harbor that I really look forward to winter again. We get the occasional dock worker that comes by and, you know, blows the snow, but other than that, we're pretty much left alone down here, and I tell you, I really like winter, but other than that.
Wow. So the harbor's busy.
Yeah, it's really busy up here, yeah. And it's probably going to get busier as more shrimp fishermen and stuff like that will probably relocate up here.
Right, that's what I
think
will happen.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, because, man, I wish I'd have had a few $1,000 to invest in the shrimp industry. Probably will just go up from here, I mean. But what I wanted to talk about, Kate, if that's okay, was the significance to the book of Revelations in the Bible about turning the third of the seas and water into blood,
mm-hmm.
which I guess oil is pretty much the blood of the world, pretty much. I mean, that's the blood of all the motors and the blood of pretty much, well, not all of them, you know, but a lot of the, you know, internal combustion motors and things like that.
So you think, for you, you think this is a sign? Do you think this is a sign and we're seeing it right now?
Well, yes, ma'am. But not only that, but all the civil unrest you know, it just seems to not stop. I mean, it made me think about my drinking the other day, you know, when I was, you know, I was kind of drinking when this came upon me. And I'm just thinking that the word of the revelations are coming about with the one world currencies and now this seemingly unfixable problem in the Gulf. Hopefully it doesn't reach up here, but, you know, who knows, you know, the next earth fart, if you will, could happen up here, you know. And
I think,
you know,
you're going to... Jeremy, I think you're going to be okay. I understand about signs. We're almost up against the break. You take care there in the harbor. But I would say to you, I mean, bravo if you were hitting the bottle and it gave you the sign to kind of chill a little bit and not do that as hard. But I think you can, there are a lot of ways to look at this oil spill. And the bottom line is it will get cleaned up, my friend. And as far as the currency issue, right now, a lot of that's being quelled, and let's hope it stays that way, because we don't want to see that, and we don't want to see the doom and gloom that has been forecasted by some.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Not New World Order.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEAT fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEAT dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEAT dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEATInternational.com or send an email to paul@geat.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEATInternational.com or email paul@geat.nl.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Further down the street, with the big pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet sprint. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
All right, so we got a big reminder for you. The Trifecta Challenge is coming up on Thursday. It's in our third hour, and the Preakness is the second leg of the Triple Crown, so you have a chance to win some great prizes. And the first six people who call in for the Trifecta Challenge, first six people who just call in, get a copy of Woody Harrelson's movie, The Messenger. So just for calling in, if you're the first, one of the first six, you get that. If you win the Trifecta Challenge, then you really get a lot of loving from this show. It's pretty tough to do, but all you have to do is pick numbers. It's like lottery numbers from one to however many they have entered in the Preakness. We'll see in the next day, because, of course, post positions on Wednesday, and that could change. But you're still going to have a decent amount of horses in it, and it's just a matter of combining the numbers. And if it comes in those numbers, then guess what? You're a winner. How cool would that be? We would love to crown a winner on this show, right? Because we're not going to crown a Triple Crown winner. I doubt it. Super Saver hoping to get that second leg, but it's pretty tough, even with the second leg, which I don't think so. Then you go into the Belmont, and that's a whole different race altogether. But enough of that. Let's dive into a couple of other things. We've been talking about the oil spill and, sadly, those tornadoes in Oklahoma and in Kansas. They had them, too. Many of you have experienced tornadoes. You know how awful awful, awful, awful that is when they touch down. What a game changer that is for way too many people. And there were people that were killed and people that were hurt. Even with a little bit of warning, it's still not enough time to get out of the path always of these tornadoes. In fact, a lot of times the right conditions, it'll just whip up in front of you, especially in the areas that I mentioned, like Oklahoma, where they had them all during the day. The conditions were just ripe for that. Speaking of the conditions being ripe for it, you know, they just had the big elections in the UK. Gordon Brown is waving bye-bye. Here's what he had to say earlier in the day out of London.
If it becomes clear that the national interest, which is stable and principled government, can be best served by forming a coalition between the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats, then I believe I should discharge that duty to form that government, which would, in my view, command a majority in the House of Commons in the Queen's Speech and any other confidence votes. But I have no desire to stay in my position longer than is needed to ensure the path to economic growth is assured and the process of political reform we have agreed moves forward quickly.
All right, so yada yada, he's basically gone. He knew he was sacrificing himself, whatever. He's saying to give his Labour Party a chance at forming a government with the Liberal Democrats, but the Democrats are already being courted, wined and dined, if you will, in a different way by David Cameron's Conservatives. They won most of the seats in the election last week, but they fell short of the majority. And that's pretty much where it's going to stand, I would think. What's interesting here is the Labour folks came into power in 97. So this is another big switch. And the Liberal Democrats, we explained this to you last week just for fun, Nick Clegg, they came in a distant third, but he really shook things up, and now things are going to be different on Downing Street, to say the least. The key thing here is Cameron will work with Obama, and he'll work with America. It makes sense. He's not going to saddle up with the European Union. Not that there's not going to be things done with partners in Europe, but still there'll be a lot of love the way of the United States. Let's just say it. Let's just talk about it in those terms. And that's what we care about. What's happening, though, is Britain's budget deficit is over 11% of the national output. So that's raised the fears that the country could lose its credit rating and get into debt difficulties. This sounds familiar, doesn't it? And we'll see what happens, because that's going to be the first thing that Cameron and his blokes are going to have to tackle, no less. All right, 800-259-5791. The oil spill, you know, we're back to that ultimately. So many of you have been hammering me on the email that why do I think we should still have offshore drilling? Because, my friends, we are dependent on oil, and we are dependent on oil to survive and thrive at this point in this country. It'd be great if we could say, let's get into our electric cars, and I've got solar panels on my roof, and we're all good. But that's not the realities of where we are at this point. Speaking of electric cars, one from China just happened to make its way to the United States. One's in California, actually two, and one's in Dallas. We're going to have some people on from the Green Electric Company, and we'll talk to them. I mean, Green Automotive. We'll talk to them about this electric car that they have that I think it could really, really be a big game changer here in the U.S. Of course, everybody's racing with Nissan, etc. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Hey, that movie you said with Woody Harrelson is called The Messenger?
Uh-huh.
What's he playing, Muhammad or something?
No. It's about messages to people who lose loved ones in the war.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, you just said The Messenger. Isn't it Muhammad called The Messenger?
No, nothing to do with that. Promise.
All right there. Anyway, hey, also, you know, a lot has been made of this big oil spill and everything, but I haven't heard anyone talking about how Louisiana was making tons of money off of taxes off of it, off that oil rig, where the oil rigs they have down there in the Gulf.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, there's, Well, there's danger with every type of job you have, Kate, I assume, you know.
Well, I agree, just like we saw with the mines.
You know, and unfortunately this happened, and hopefully they'll get it plugged somehow, and they'll go back and look through things and say, well, how do we stop methane from doing what it did before, you know, in this rig, and you know, make things better. But I just find it so funny how everybody just points their finger at the oil industry, but yet they don't have any problem getting any oil, any revenue from it, you know.
Yeah.
Tax revenue from it. But, hey, listen, the reason I called you real quick, I guess you heard some possible news out of Utah this weekend that Senator Bob Bennett got knocked out in the primary.
Yeah, and how about that?
Evidently, those idiots who don't know how to add, called the Tea Party, or led quite the push to get him knock him out, and you know, this Tea Party, Kate. You know, I guess maybe these idiots weren't around when Ross Perot and his big ears ran for the presidency and split the vote to where Bill Clinton got in, you know, with what, 36% of the vote, something like that, 39%.
Right.
And won the presidency with a, you know, which I thought was a travesty at the time. I would think that you'd have to carry at least a majority, you know, more than 50% of the vote to win the presidency. But that's, basically what happened back then. And, you know, having the third party, you know, splitting the Republican vote. And you know what? There's no liberals listening to these right-wing wackos, you know, so they're not going to change liberal politics, you know, but they can go around and start causing problems to where, you know, some of these, you know, and the thing that irritates me about these people, Kate, is where were they when George Bush was running the country? Where were they when George Bush was running up $500 billion a year, you know, close to $5 trillion in debt? They weren't running out there going, hey, you're not spending our money wisely. Now, what it sounds like to me, Kate, is a bunch of right-wing wackos who believe that they're the ones that control the money in the country, and now that some liberal Democrats spending their money, you know, they're throwing fits about it, because they sure as heck didn't throw no fits back when Bush was running it, did they? I didn't hear anybody running around saying, you know, oh, hey, we got to do something about this. And now they're just pointing their finger at everybody saying, okay, we're going to get both Republicans and Democrats. They're not going to knock any Democrats out. If anything, Kate, they're going to let Obama get reelected again. Because the economy is starting to turn around. And I told you this over a year ago, that this was nothing but politics, this economic crap. Americans vote their pocketbook. They don't care about anything else except making sure they got money in their wallet, okay? And if the economy's going bad, they switch presidencies. Every presidency change in the last 30, since Reagan, or before Reagan even, since Peanut, you know, or Carter, has been because the economy has been bad, okay?
Sure.
So whether Obama rigged it or whatever, or voted against, you know, taking care of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to start this economic downturn, mm-hmm. you know, with no money in the banks because these two companies were going under or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, whether he did that or not, it doesn't matter, but the thing switched, you know. And sure enough, I told you, I said within a year to two years after he's in the presidency, the economy will turn around. And in 2012, I'll bet you anything, everything's going to be running fine again. There might still be a high unemployment rate. Okay, because I think a lot of that has to do with internet and job losses that come to that. But you know what, Kate? The economy's going to get turned around. These people are going to be running around spouting their mouth off against Republicans and split the Republican vote, and Obama's going to get reelected. Okay? And
wow, you know what?
The same thing that happened with Ross Perot. And
did happen with Ross Perot. I agree with you there, Don. We got to let you slide because we're getting close to the tail end here. But let me come back on a couple of quick things. I would say to you, absolutely. I've said that all along. Most people say that. Of course, it comes down to all politics are local. They're local as to what's in your pocket, because people have to feed their families. They have to survive. They have to be able to make it in this world, and money is part of the deal so that you can pay your rent or have a roof over your head or have a house, whatever. But I don't know if I agree with you on Obama getting reelected. Stay with us.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fatigue. Headaches. Allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
America tonight, just like my Phillies. Ugh, it's so early in the season. Too early to make any predictions for me, Major League Baseball-wise. But we'll get to sports shorts in just a few. Before that, finishing up with what Don was saying, it's interesting. I don't necessarily agree that Obama gets elected in 2012. His job approval rating was 66 in the Gallup poll in May of 2009. Now here we are, May again. It's not even at 50. It's barely over 50, right? And you're not getting much Republican love for Obama. He's lost most of that independent backing that he had. So with the midterm elections, it'll be interesting to see what gains are made by the Republicans. But Don makes a good point about the humiliation of that senator in Utah, Bob Bennett, that he was talking about. Here are the guys there for three term conservative, and he didn't get renominated by his own party locally. And that's one glaring example of what could happen in the climate that we're seeing right now. The farther to the right the Republicans move, certainly the bendability or the less willingness they're going to have to vote for anything coming down the pike that doesn't pass the smell test with the Tea Party pressure. And there is definite Tea Party pressure. But will the Tea Party topple more people like Bob Bennett. I mean, does it essentially, it's like he was making the example of splitting the vote. So keep an eye on what happens in the, of course, we're going to keep an eye on what happens in the midterm. Like, what happens to my pal Rand Paul, who we had on the show and we're going to have on again. I like his ideas. I do. I think if Rand Paul can get in there and do what he says he can do, where he's not really being puppeted by anyone, he's not having his strings pulled, then I think he'll be a different kind of Republican. I really do. And Trey Grayson is the Republican Senate nominee, if you will, in his state. He was the handpicked guy, but I think Rand Paul is the guy who's going to get that. I think he's the guy that's going to get the seat there, to be sure. Okay, let's go to Trey, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Then we're going to hit up on those sports. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I just wanted to talk for a minute about the oil spill that's going on.
Yeah.
I know people see it as a really bad thing, but my hometown is actually about 3 hours from the north of Gulf of Mexico. And almost everybody back home, if you don't have a job with the city or at Walmart, you don't have a job. So you either go to working on the riverboat barge or you go offshore. Mm. And there was a couple of guys out of the 11 that were actually, one was from my hometown and one was from right outside. So, I mean, it's real close to hitting home and all that good stuff. But all the guys that got off the platform and everything, I guarantee they're right back out there now trying to do their part, helping clean it up. And you got guys down there that's been out of work for year and a half, can't find anything to do down there.
Sure.
And 2 days after the spill, they had decent paying jobs going to help clean it up.
Right, right. So that was brought up before, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this may be a really huge black eye for us, but it has its ups and downs. I mean, I hate to keep beating a dead duck, so to speak, but ever since Katrina down there in the Gulfport and Gulf of Mexico, it's just been horrible down there. There's nothing there but casinos, and half of them can't stay open. So, you know, I mean, I know it's bad, but there's good sides to it all, and it'll all get cleaned up eventually, and in a few years it'll be forgotten every time those rich folks go to gas up their SUVs. It'll be all right.
That's good. You're absolutely right. That's why I said we have to have offshore drilling. I mean, I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with Obama, but I am. When he said that weeks ago about the oil leases and about lifting that ban, I think we have to do that because we are definitely not ready to go into a different direction. We don't have the alternatives ready. Absolutely not. And yep. People want their SUVs. Unless gas becomes like it is in England where it's, Trey, $7 or some crazy amount, then people are going to continue to do what they're doing now. And I like the fact that you pointed out you're right. People who hadn't had work are now getting work doing that. There is the yin and the yang always to things that negatively happen to some people. Positively, it's true with every tragedy. Positively affect other people who needed the work. So there is a little bit of that silver lining. You're right. It will eventually be cleaned up. I hope it doesn't destroy the beaches, frankly, that I like to go to in Florida. I mean, that's what it is. I hope it doesn't happen. I got family there. I don't want to see that happen. I want to be able to get on the boat. I love the water. I don't want to see that happen, but I'm in the same boat as you. We are rowing in the same direction. And, you know, I'm getting slaughtered for it, but that's okay because I think ultimately you have to be a realist. And there's, I mean, it's crazy to think, well, forget it now. We can't do this. And this is the worst catastrophe ever. And we'll never be able to have any oil coming out to be drilled offshore. We should close them all down. That's ridiculous.
Well, maybe they ought to think about building their strip malls in the middle of forest, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the same thing no matter what's going on. So it'll all be all right. You're on the right track, Kate. Love your show, babe.
All right, Trey, thanks. Keep on cruising safely down the highway because I'm pretty sure you're doing that. Okay, so let's talk about sports here for a second. I call it sports shorts. A lot of you have suggested you'd like for me to bring back some more sports to mix it in, weave it in with what we do, because some of you know that I used to do a bunch of sports. So, with that being said, one of the big sports stories, of course, and it will continue to always be this, is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods says there's no connection between the neck spasms that are playing serious havoc with his golf swing and the car accident he had after Thanksgiving in November. He had a news conference and talked about it, saying his neck started bothering him 2 weeks before the Masters. And he brushed it off like, hey, it's no big deal. And he thought he could play through it. And that changed when he went to the Players' Championship, where the neck started to lock up on him and he couldn't make the turns on the ball that he usually would be able to do, like the routine shots. It was a disaster. He had blow-up holes all over the place. And he says he wants to play, he wants to compete, but he's not able to do the things that he needs to do to get his golf swing on target to hit the right shots. And he says he needs to be where he should be if he's going to return. He's taking anti-inflammatory drugs, but they haven't really helped him. And he's going to have this MRI in Orlando. Do you think this is bogus, or do you think this is really true? I mean, hey, if any of you golf, even if you hack it around, you know that you do get things that happen to you that you tweak, and certainly a professional golfer would have that happen. But I think some of this is also related to what's going on in his personal life, and he is a magnet for the crazy scamarazzi. I mean, they are all over this guy, and he cannot shake them. I think that that's partially what's happening here. Matt, what do you think? Do you think you would chalk some of this up to the personal life stuff?
You're going to have to refresh me here.
All right. You were busy flirting with that cute girl in our megawatt studio, the plush confines.
I'm actually here by myself.
Okay. Flirting with yourself?
I am quite beautiful, yes. Very stunning every time I walk by the window.
So we're talking about Tiger Woods and the fact that he's saying he's got these neck spasms and that's what the problem is. He's got to pull out of a golf tournament.
Well, he's got a problem with his golf swing.
Yeah, but that's why he's saying his golf swing is screwed up, because he had this neck problem. He blew it off when he went into the Masters. And so now he's chalking it up to that, that that's what the problem is. But I'm not really buying what he's selling. I think, yes, he could tweak his neck. I'm sure he's done that a little bit. But they all tweak things when they're playing. So, oops, I'm sorry, my wife is divorcing me, and we're really actually, she's going to her lawyer, I'm going to mine, and we're fighting over this custody thing, and that's part of it. I think that it's personal, too.
I agree, and it's a good excuse for him to kind of get away from the game. He probably realizes he came back a little too quickly.
Yep.
And this is a good excuse. He can get out of the limelight for a while and go work on his shot and get his game back together in time for what is coming up, the U.S. Open?
Yeah, he could do that because he's going to have to blow off the other one. So it's probably the U.S. Open, maybe. I'll tell you quickly one other quick thing here in sports shorts. Sad story. 25-year-old Erica Blasberg, an LPGA player who had the right stuff and probably could have gone on to some greatness in golf, was found dead. No cause of death was disclosed so far. They're looking into this. They're investigating it. They found her in Henderson, Nevada. How sad is this? Her agent confirmed it. She had been on tour for 6 years, just 25 years old again. She played at one of the best universities in our country, the University of Arizona. She had all kinds of potential. Folks, every day is precious. Just a reminder.